In April of 1998, twins Lawrence and Lamont Garrison were convicted of cocaine distribution. Under mandatory minimum sentencing guidelines, which bypass a judge's discretion, they served 12 and 14 years in prison. Experts say a typical judge would have given them less than 5 years. To this day, Lamont Garrison maintains their innocence.
And they said, okay, Mr. Garrison, it's your opportunity, you know, to help yourself. And I said, well, help myself out. You know, what do you mean? Well, you know what this is about. You guys are doing wrong, X, Y, Z. You know, you got to tell us what you were doing. I said, well, I wasn't doing anything wrong, so it's nothing to talk about.
Human rights organizations have often criticized the U.S. for ignoring the basic principles of justice and rendering disproportionately severe punishment. Mark Maurer is the executive director of the Sentencing Project.
The incarceration rates started to go up in the 1970s, but they really took off in the 1980s with the start of what came to be known the tough-on-crime movement, mandatory sentencing, basically political initiatives designed to send more people to prison, keep them there for longer periods of time.
The intention was to target violent criminals, but tough sentencing guidelines began to creep into nonviolent, often drug-related offenses. 30 years later, the incarceration rate has increased 500%. The more than 2 million people now incarcerated in the U.S. make up the largest prison population in the world. Mark Maurer says the long prison sentences send ripple effects through society.
When a person's sent off to prison, it's not just that person who's affected, but his or her family. So at the very least, the children have the psychological loss of a parent who's behind bars, the shame, the stigma that often goes along with that.
The collateral effect has triggered bipartisan calls for reform. Michael Barone is with the conservative American Enterprise Institute.
And, the conservatives said, what can we do to improve this? And one of the things they thought of, well, you know, if we don't impose criminal records or long, protracted jail sentences on people who are not violent felons or whose crimes are of minimal damage to society, then perhaps we will have better family formation.
It's going to be a slow development. You can pass mandatory sentencing in 20 minutes, but it sometimes takes 20 years to undo the harm that's been done from that.
There is a bipartisan movement in Congress to reduce mandatory sentences, but that will be left up to the Republican-controlled House and Senate in the next session. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.
Mr. Wicker. Mr. Wyden.